Yeah, I think our file's dead, Mike, so we can just go on to the intro is not going to play.
All right. Well, we don't have an intro for you. That's the high-tech, top-notch production that we offer you here at DDP Radio, right here at ddpradio.com. So I'm sure you're accustomed to our nonsense by now. But hello, my friends and fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, broadcasting live from the penthouse suite of the DDP Radio Megaplex. My name is Mike Mullins. As always, you can find me probably up to no good over at Mikey90%.com. And, of course, I'm joined, per usual, by a DDP Yoga legend and all-around amazing human being, Stacey Morris from StaceyMorris.com. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. I cannot wait to hear about the big grand opening.
Yes, it's going to be a fun show tonight. And, of course, the man that we're going to be relying on for the majority of the information tonight, of course, joining us fresh off of his trip from Atlanta, he is the Duke of New York to my Snake Plissken. Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Robert McLaren. How are you, my brother?
I am worn out, man. It was a long week, without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to get into that in great detail. As Robert is going to be sharing his experience at the DDP Yoga Performance Center opening in Atlanta this past week. And we also have a few callers lined up that were there in person that's going to share their experiences as well. I was so bummed I couldn't get down there. I tried so hard to make it work, but my schedule was just out of control the past couple months. And I tried up until the last minute, so I was bummed I couldn't get down there. And I know, Stacey, you were bummed you couldn't get down there as well. But Robert's going to be giving us all the details. Robert's going to be giving us all the details, and it's going to be like we were there, because Robert's going to describe it in such fluid, vivid, vibrant colors that we're going to act like we were just there with him. So, Robert, we're going to count on you to bring us into the moment.
I'm not sure I can rise to the challenge, but I'll give it a shot.
All right. And, of course, we're also going to be doing part community show, too. Which we do these community shows quite often. We have a lot of guests on the show, but we like to have these community shows which focus on you, the DDP Yoga community, where you can share your questions, comments, struggles, celebrations, anything you got, anything on your mind related to DDP Yoga. Hit us up, 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. And be sure once you get on the line to press 1 and that will indicate you want to be in the queue and talk to us here at DDP Radio. But a couple things I want to go over real quick. Of course, if you want to show your support for DDP Radio, there are shirts available at ProWrestlingTees.com. Go under the Diamond Dallas Page shirt store, and you can rock a very stylish and very bold and good-looking DDP Radio shirt over at ProWrestlingTees.com. And also, I want to go over the schedule real quick, because a lot of people are going to be heading out to some awesome DDP Yoga events in the upcoming months. And if you aren't one of those people that have your tickets to these events, don't miss out, because they usually sell out. Almost always, these events sell out, so you want to get them, and you want to get them early, because it's going to be a great time. If you've never been to a DDP Yoga workshop, whew, get ready for some fun times. Get ready for some butt-kicking workouts and some inspiration and perspiration with the man himself. The three-time World Heavyweight Champion, Diamond Dallas Page, will be bringing you through an ass-kicking workout with DDP Yoga. And you can see him live February 6, 2016, hosted by LifeMed Institute in Timonium, Maryland. Also, Pure Yoga, the East Coast Double Shot Workshop. That's happening January 8, 2016, and January 9, 2016. The East Coast Double Shot, that's two workouts. We've been to Pure Yoga over there in New York City a few times, and it's always a great turnout, and they've had him back several times, which just proves that it has been a glaring success.
Nothing. I was just impressed by your choice of words.
The DDP Yoga Inspiration Meets Perspiration 2 workshop is happening on June 10th, 2016. In Newport, Rhode Island. And, of course, we've got coming up next month. You want to get on this as soon as possible, because time is running out. If you're lucky, there may be some spots left. The DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza the El Dorado Royale Resort and Casitas in the Riviera Maya, Mexico. That's happening in October. Head over to ddpyogaretreat.com for all the information. Give Sally at the Travel Smiths a call, and she'll get you all hooked up for an all-inclusive, all-included, all-amazing DDP Yoga retreat. And before we get started, Stacey, you got anything on your horizon for appearances and such?
Yes, actually I do. This Saturday, I'm doing my first out-of-state talk and book signing for Clean Comfort, and that is thanks to Team DDP Yoga member Sherry Rubin Close. She invited me down to Frederick, Maryland, and I'm going to be at Dublin Coffee Roasters from noon to 2 p.m. Saturday. And I, you know, Chef Bill and I travel, so anyone out there listening, you want us to come to your town, let's talk. You know, shoot me an email either through the Team DDP Yoga site or on my website.
Awesome. And you have another cookbook coming out, is that true?
Yeah, actually, I do. It's a dessert cookbook called Sweet Comfort. And if you go to my website, you can access my YouTube channel. I just posted a video previewing one of the desserts I just made. It's a clean riff on the lemon meringue pie, but it's served in dessert glasses with no crust, and it's really delicious and much lower in sugar than the original.
Awesome. And Robert, I know you and our very own Dancing Stevie Richards, Big Stevie Cool, host an awesome podcast on his T4 show. I want to tell us about that and tell us where we can hear that and get our more of a daily dose of Robert McLaren than just Wednesday nights.
Yeah, because we haven't filmed in the last week and a half, or we haven't taped in like the last week and a half or so, just because his schedule getting ready for the grand opening has been crazy. But yeah, that's at realstevierichards.com. It's under the T4 show podcast.
Awesome.
Cool.
And myself, I will be making some personal appearances right here at my house. So if you guys want to come over, watch wrestling, hang out, maybe have some popcorn, we'll chill.
I might pick you up on that in January when it's snowing here.
All right. Sounds good. Other than that, I got nothing going on. I'm pretty boring. Got nothing. Nothing to plug, nothing to say. But anyways, might as well get into the show. As you guys probably know from the copious and large amounts of pictures that flooded Facebook, if you're in the DDP Yoga community, you've probably seen it all over the place. This past week was the very big, huge deal, the grand opening of the DDP Yoga Performance Center. This thing is about a couple years in the making, and so many people worked so, so hard to get this thing going and underway. And this past weekend was the unveiling of the grand opening, the official emergence of a new juggernaut in fitness, the DDP Yoga Performance Center. There was a huge party, a really great cocktail party, ribbon-cutting ceremony. They viewed the Jake the Snake Roberts movie, and it looked like an amazing, amazing time. Like I said, I was so bummed I couldn't get down there. But Robert, you got to fill us in on the details of the week. First of all, how long has this been, been brewing in the mind of Diamond Dallas Page? As long as I've known him, he's always had this dream to open up this performance center. I know you have the skinny and all of this. You know, how long has this been, in the making?
I would say probably more than a decade. I think that it's evolved over time. I don't think that the original thought was the way that it is now, just because as technology moves forward, now we're looking at the app, so it needs to be not only a yoga studio, but it also needs to be a place where we can shoot our videos and things like that to be released. So I think it's evolved quite a bit. But
a what studio?
It's still a yoga studio. They actually used that word term when I was there. So, we're doing DDP yoga there, but it's still considered a yoga studio. Do I have to educate you on everything? My God.
I just didn't want Dallas calling the show and yelling at me for letting you get away from calling it a yoga studio.
Yeah, and because it's part studio, part corporate offices, part production facility. There's a whole lot of stuff. Whole lot of stuff there going on, so I don't think that everything was part of his original idea, but you probably have to go back to more than a decade to find the beginning of that idea?
I know when Dallas first started talking to me about it, at least when we discussed it, it's always one of those things that, yeah, it would be nice to have a great, huge facility and all this stuff, but usually those are ideas that you wake up with in the middle of the night. By the time you wake up in the morning, they're gone. And Dallas is just one of those guys who has this innate ability to visualize a goal and then, by any means necessary, make that goal happen. And I don't think anyone on the planet could have seen where DDP Yoga was going to go. And I sent Dallas a really nice message that he told me he appreciated very much so, where I said that no one else in the world could pull off with DDP Yoga what he did. No matter what, how amazing of a product it is, no matter how great of a workout it is, he is one of those guys that I've never seen in my life with the hustle and the will to make things happen like he has. It's an ability that I don't think anyone shares in his work ethic and just making things happen the way he does.
Well, I'll tell you, we had one of the things, there was a lot of different events. I was up there for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And on Friday, we had our stockholders meeting. And he started going over a lot of the places where he sees the company going and like his way far out there goals. And I was like, you know, his goals are a little bit out there for most people. And he's like, you know, this may sound a little crazy. And I'm like, I got to quote Ray Lloyd on that one, because he says, love him or hate him, you just don't bet against him. Because I don't think really too much is out of his reach, because he doesn't stop.
Oh, absolutely. I've never seen anything like it, the drive that he has. And he's such a professional. I've been with him when he's been dead tired, flying all day, up for 24, 30 hours. And someone comes up to him and says hello, and he just turns it on like that. He just turns on that charm and that Diamond Dallas Page swagger. He's talking about DDP Yoga. He's into it. He's giving this guy a time of day. He's a professional, and he is an amazing human being. I've never met anyone like him. And I've said this to you before, Robert. Whenever I spend time with Diamond Dallas Page for more than a day, I need to take about like a week to recover, because he's got a motor on him like I haven't seen anybody in my life have on him. I'm exhausted after hanging out with him for a couple days.
Yeah. Yeah, I can pretty much keep up with him, but, you know, it gets to you. It really, really does. Because there's like, I don't think there's a lot of people who can hit that gear. But I can't, you know, I can do it for months at a time, and then I just crash.
Absolutely. And bring us to this weekend. I mean, how did this weekend start out? Obviously, you went down to Atlanta on what day?
I drove up there late Wednesday, and I actually got there very, very early on Thursday. So that my weekend started, because I had actually called the hotel and said, listen, my check-in is on Thursday at 3 p.m., but I'm going to be there like at 2 o'clock in the morning, so can you move it back? And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. So they moved it back. So I get there, and my friend, she is driving to Tennessee at the same time. So, you know, because I drive as little as possible just because my eyesight is so screwy. So she dropped me off there. So I go to check in, find out that they've already cleared out the day and they've given my room away. So I'm like, she's like, well, no, there's just another hotel. We'll get you another hotel right down the road. It's not a problem. I'm like, you don't understand. I don't have a car. My car is on its way to Tennessee. So I had to call Steve Yu at 2:30 in the morning, and he had to come over and pick me up and take me to another hotel. So that's how the trip started.
Oh, wow. Boy.
So I ended up getting to sleep.
But it only got better from there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that, you know, I don't really look at things as like stressful things. It's just, you know, because I never look at things as problems. I look for the solutions instead. So I focus on that so I don't get stressed out. But yeah, I got like 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and then I was up and at the performance center. They've really done an amazing job there. It's a really, really amazing facility, because you just go in and there's so much style in the way that they did everything. Like, you know, they have, when you walk in, you go straight down the main hallway, and at the end of that hallway is the studio. But before you get there, there's a desk to your left, which is, you know, the where there's going to be Jade probably sitting there getting ready to check you in. And the whole desk lights up. It's like this huge blue. It's almost too bright to even look at. But you go down the hallway, and there's like these sliding barn doors, and there's like four offices there, and it's just got these barn doors that you slide open and close to get into them. There's just like little touches like that all the way through the entire building. And of course, the other side of the building are the offices that the regular people, like the people who come in there for classes, are never going to see, but they have the same touches, and they have just a huge amount of computers and equipment over there as well. So it's a really, you really have to see it. It's an awesome facility.
And we, of course, we had the party going on, I think it was Saturday night, I think it was. And I got to talk about this, because this is the most amazing thing in the world. The mayor of Smyrna, Georgia, came down, and his name is Max Bacon.
Yes.
I mean, that sounds like a supervillain in a cartoon. It's just like, it's the most amazing name. I just want to call him Maximum Bacon. That's the best name I've ever heard in my life. I'm not even joking.
Well, I think that's like if you go to Wendy's and you want to supersize your burger, that's what you say. You know, but
wow.
that's like the greatest name.
Oh, it's brilliant, and of course you can say Max Bacon at the DDP Yoga Performance Center, but it was an all-star cast. A lot of great names coming out to the DDP Yoga Performance Center opening. Of course, we had our good friend here at DDP Radio, Ray Lloyd, who I love.
Yes.
You know him as WCW's Glacier. Lex Luger came out, and I saw pictures of Lex from people I know, and he looked fantastic. You know, he looked great.
Yeah.
It was great to see Lex come out there. Of course, you know, the usual crew was there. You know, of course, Yoga Doc, Craig Aaron, of course, Dallas and Brenda, and just so many amazing people. And it was like a DDP Yoga VIP party. Like everyone, I recognized everyone there, and it looked like so much fun was had. And I hear, Robert, you got a little tipsy on Saturday night, huh?
I got a little buzz. That was about it. Far from being drunk.
Yeah,
it was cool. It was really cool to see Lex, because he got there, and you know, he's in. I don't know if you could tell from the pictures, but he's in a wheelchair now. So you know, he got there and he's out of the car wrestling his wheelchair. So I went out and helped him into that, and helped him into the building, and had a nice long talk with him. And he's a really super, just nice, mellow guy. You know, and he's he's sitting there being approached by God knows how many wrestling fans, you know, with their ridiculous questions, and you know, just, you know, take them as they come, and he was just, you know, very cool and just very pleasant to everybody.
And Lex's story is really, really interesting. As you guys know, Lex had a spinal injury and ended up becoming paralyzed, in a wheelchair. His hands are atrophied and stuff like that. But back in the day in the wrestling business, Lex did not have a good reputation. There was a lot of people he rubbed the wrong way, and he had a bit of an attitude about him. And he's one of those guys that just rehabbed his life. Obviously, there was a lot of tragedy in his life that a lot of wrestling fans know about. But he kicked the drug problem, he kicked the drinking problem, and became a different person. And I guess the Lex today is just, you know, a humble, really great, nice guy. And he was one of those guys that had the chip on his shoulder and probably the last person that anyone expected to change. And this is, Lex will tell you this to his face, to your face.
Yeah.
He wasn't a great guy. And the way he's changed his life and has cleaned up his act and, you know, kicked the narcotics and drugs and booze. And he's a really great success story. And the fact that he's in a wheelchair and still has that attitude, I think it humbled him, but it also kind of saved him in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because I was really impressed, because some of the questions he was getting, I was cringing about. I was like, oh, God, don't ask him that. You know, and he was just smiles and just, you know, just happy to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's great. And it was great that he came out to the event, too, because I know he was kind of far away, and he came out just to, you know, lend his support to Dallas and Dallas's new venture, and really, really cool for him to come up from that thing.
Yeah, and he actually had another event, a speaking engagement, the next morning, I think. And so he was could only stay for like an hour, and then he stayed for the ribbon cutting, and then he was off to his next destination.
Absolutely, and it was great to see Lex, and he looks healthy. Obviously, he's got some health problems, but he looks good. And you can see there's a spark about him. You know, he looks happy, he looks content, and good for him, really good for him. And of course, a lot of people who were at the event got a chance to see the Jake the Snake Roberts documentary, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, which was picked up by Slamdance for distribution and is actually touring nationwide with the film, with Question and Answers and Flex Cities, with the cast and the crew. And they were in Atlanta this past week, coinciding with the DDP Yoga grand opening of the Performance Center. And I heard it was a great turnout at the Atlanta showings, and Jake and Dallas and Steve Yu and everyone involved in the film showed up for a question and answer. And I know, Robert, you're more on the inside than I am. How has the reception been for this film? Obviously, we saw the clip this week of Steve Austin putting it over and saying he cried. He actually, you know, shed a few tears watching the film. But I know you're on the inside. What's the reception, and how are people accepting this flick?
Well, I've never been to any of the viewings. They did have a viewing over the weekend at the PC, but it was like way. It was the night after. I had only gotten like 3 or 4 hours of sleep, so I was like I crashed. So from what I've heard from the reviews and from what the people have told me, is that the reaction has been almost 100% positive. You know, you can't please everybody, but it's been very, very positive from what I've heard.
I've heard the same thing from everyone I've seen the show. I know that I've seen it talk about the powerful aspect and the emotion attached to it. And I think I was talking to somebody recently. It was actually my girlfriend, Katie. It was Rod Piper died, and I was trying to explain to her. You know, she's like, well, you don't even know him. But she got that I was upset because, you know, I watched him. But I'm like, you don't understand. As wrestling fans, these are guys that are part of our life since we were 9, 10 years old, 8 years old, 7 years old. We feel like we've grown up with these people, and they become such a part of our life. And wrestling isn't like a baseball team where a guy's on a team for 3 or 4 years and then disappears and goes off on his own in retirement. These guys stick around for 20, 30, 40 years. So in all reality, Jake the Snake Roberts has been a part of my life since I was 7 years old. And you get a bond there. You feel like you have an attachment, and you root for him to win. And when you see the trouble he's gone through and the struggles he's been through, to actually watch that on screen unfold and see him, you know, ultimately win and ultimately be victorious, not in the wrestling ring, but in life, you feel like you have almost like a personal investment, a personal stake in his success, because he has been a part of your life for so long, and there's a connection there, and it gets emotional when people watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's why that it's a great story, but that bond that you mentioned, Mike, is one reason I hear it's pretty much selling out wherever it's screened, and that you almost have to get tickets way in advance. So that really says something.
Absolutely. And talking with Jake, one of the things he wanted to get out of this film, you know, not only his own success, but for people who have people in their lives struggling with addiction, whether you have a dad who's an alcoholic or a brother that's a drug addict or a friend that's just completely gone, you know, downhill with their struggles, to give them a second chance. Because, you know, as Dallas has said many, many times, and it's one of the focal points of this film, You never understand the power you can give somebody by just believing in them. And, you know, Dallas gave Jake the Snake a shot when he probably would have been smart not to, in all reality. And I remember when we were sitting in Mexico a few years ago, I've told this story before, and Dallas and Steve were telling me about the plan to bring Jake into Atlanta and move him in and help him get on his feet. I'll be honest with this, I didn't think it was a good idea. I said to them, you're putting your company, which is just starting to, you know, blow up, in the hands, and the reputation in the hands of somebody who doesn't have a great track record. And Dallas, you know, he chose his friend over business. You know, it could have hurt him. If it went the other way and things went really bad, It could have hurt his business, honestly, but Dallas put his friendship over his business and took a chance on somebody. And the whole focal point of this film is you never understand the power you give somebody by believing in them. And, you know, he did believe in him. And Jake wants people to get that message across that whether it's your brother or your dad, give them a chance. You know, give them a chance to believe in them and give them a chance to, you know, prove you wrong.
Well, let's bring on Josh, who actually saw the screening of the show. Are you there, bro?
Yeah, how are we doing, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Doing well. Yeah, I was fortunate enough after traveling way too long to get down there to be able to get there just in time for the screening at the Performance Center. And I've been around and done two workshops this year before traveling for this. And in Vegas, I thought I was going to be able to see the film, and it didn't happen, and I was kind of bummed. But I couldn't have had a better setting to see the movie than sitting in the Performance Center watching that movie and having, you know, all the guys around that made the film. It was just like, it was incredible to be there and witness it there. And it's, you know, I told Dallas, I said, he goes, what do you think of the film? And I said, Jake's my dad, basically, like, you know, growing up with a dad that was always, you know, drinking. And so it hit home on so many different levels. You don't even have to be, you know, connected to somebody that is an alcoholic or connected to wrestling to feel that movie. And it just like hits you. And man, whoever was on the music for that movie, I mean, that music is just like, it pulls you in, you know, and it just combines, you know, all the dramatic stuff that's, you know, that they filmed all into one. And it just, it kind of, you get lost in it. And it's such an amazing film. And I would say that even if I wasn't connected to the DDP Yoga family, you know, just because it's so well done and very emotional. I mean, it's like you'll cry a little bit, but not full cry. And then it kind of, okay, there's something funny. And then it just kind of keeps toying with you until the end when it's like, okay, thanks a lot, guys. You know, I'm just sitting here crying in a room full of people, which is great. And it's, I can't, you know, thank everybody enough for inviting me to be a part of that. And so I think in my mind, me seeing the film, you know, not in Vegas, I'm okay with that because I got to watch it at the Performance Center with an amazing group of people. So that was awesome.
How cool. And so,
go ahead,
Mike. No, go ahead.
I was just saying, and Steve Yu, who did such an amazing job with that film, important...
Let me stop you there. Steve had a huge hand in that, but we had a whole crew on that film. So we had, so we definitely need to give them some love too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. And of course, you know, Steve, you did some amazing things, but there was a whole crew of people who worked so hard, and not just the people working on the video and the film part of it, but, you know, the people behind the scenes who made this whole thing, you know, flow and everyone worked so hard on this. But, you know, when they were doing this film, a big part of it, they wanted it to be accessible to people who have no idea who Jake the Snake Roberts even is. They wanted it to be a standalone film that you can be drawn into a human story, whether Jake the Snake Roberts was a huge celebrity wrestler or just, you know, a guy living, you know, a regular life on the streets. It was a human being and it was a human aspect of the film. And that's what they focused on more than anything, more than the celebrity, more than the mystique of Jake the Snake Roberts. It was a capture of the life and recovery of a human being.
Now, are we ready to get... I'm sorry, Stacey, go ahead.
No, it just definitely has a universal message of hope. But Robert, can you name a few of the crew members? Because sometimes they're the unsung heroes, you know? Who don't always get the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett, Nathan, Chris, God, there's so many, and I am so bad at remembering people's names. It's unbelievable. Garrett, Chris, Nathan, Nick was there. I'm not sure. I think Nick is out right now, but he had a lot to do with it as well.
Tyler.
Tyler, thank you. Dylan.
Christina, Stevie, they were all involved somehow.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the film itself. And you want to talk about the crew, then, yeah, you got to mention Stevie, Christina, Linda, Stacy, another Stacy than our beloved Stacy Morris. You know, of course, Dallas and Brenda, and there was just a ton of people working at the crib that was making things run. I mean, Linda is like seriously the unsung hero of DDP Yoga because she like takes care of everything.
Oh, Linda Leonard?
Yes.
Linda, the den mother. Is she still the den mother, or is she taking on other job duties?
Yeah, she does. She's like does accounting and stuff.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many people and so many dynamics of this company that just makes everything run so smoothly, and so many people working so hard and believing in a vision and believing in this product, in this community, in this lifestyle. And it's a complete 360 package. So many people, you know, working so hard. And Jake the Snake Roberts' movie is just one small aspect of the larger picture of the DDP Yoga company, and the Performance Center and the app are just, you know, things on the horizon that haven't even come to fruition completely yet. The Performance Center just opened up, and knowing Dallas's drive and knowing Dallas's ambition, it's going to be huge. It's going to be a huge success, and the app is going to be a huge success. And I hear that's going to be heading out this holiday season. They're planning on unveiling the app, and that's just the next evolutionary step in the DDP Yoga program, and Dallas is the head of the curve on that.
Let me interrupt you here for a second. I'm getting texts here. I did mention Dylan, did I not?
You did.
Yes, you mentioned
yeah.
Dylan.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
Yeah.
Now you can stop texting me. Dylan, your name has been mentioned four times now, Dylan. So you're covered. Yeah, Dylan was a huge. I mean, he was there from like day one, I think. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. We all love Dylan. Yes.
I want to know from Josh and Robert, since you guys were there, what was the party like on Saturday? And from the pictures that I saw, it looked like a great big New Year's Eve party.
Well, before we answer that question, let me bring in Dave because he was there as well.
Oh, so hey, Dave.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Tom and Dave.
Good.
How you doing, brother?
Doing good, Robert. Mike, Josh, Stacy, how
hey.
Are you?
Great.
What's up, brother?
Not too much. So
Dave, you took the trip down from the Philly area, and of course, yeah. Dave is there in living color at all times at the Performance Center because there's a huge mural of his amazing, glorious six-pack just staring
six
at you
pack.
From the walls of the Performance Center. How did it feel to be almost immortalized in that kind of way?
I have to say I was speechless when I saw it, to be honest with you. I was taken back, surprised, you know, very humbling and honored to be chosen to be, you know, to have my transformation pictures posted on the outside wall of such a great facility, the DDP Yoga Performance Center. You know, I kind of saw a brief picture of it on the Performance Center Facebook page, but when you see it up close, it's a whole different feeling.
Yeah, and I forgotten to mention that. Yeah, if you go when you pull up to the front of the building, you've got four transformations there, and of course you've got Arthur because you know everything that we're doing today starts with Arthur. But then you've got Christina Russell, and you've got Dave Orth. Which why did they pick Dave?
I don't know.
And then you've got
apparently
our very
they
own.
They had you tied up because I know if you had anything to do with it, you would have, you know.
Yeah,
you would
I would
only agree. You would only agree if you had like your own mustaches on me and other, you know, rude, uh-huh. You know, markings. I'm sure.
Yeah,
the chicks
yeah,
are going to be holding candlelight vigils out there in front of Dave's picture, just like worshiping the abs of Diamond Dave.
Yeah.
But the other transformation is our very own Stacey Morris.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a huge honor, and I'm also so grateful that they didn't ask me to show my abs.
That's really the thing, you know, to be up on that wall with, you know, right next to Stacy's transformation and Arthur and Christina. I mean, it's an honor to be in their company up on that wall as well because all three of them just have amazing transformations, amazing stories, you know, and add to the, you know, nature of it and how it makes you feel inside.
Dave, you were at the party that night. What was your highlight of heading to that that cocktail party? It looked like an amazing time. So bummed I miss you, man. It would have been great to see you. But tell us, what was your highlight of the weekend?
Yeah, your highlight other than hanging out with me, of course.
That's a gift. The low light. That was the low light.
Give us
when I pulled up on Friday and saw you, I was about to turn around and pull out. You know, but I have to say, you know, at one point on Saturday night at the party, you know, after the ribbon cutting ceremony and. You know, Dallas brought the whole crew up on stage to thank everybody and thanked everybody, you know, from the Team DDP Yoga community and everybody mm-hmm. for coming down. He brought all the certified instructors in training up to be together on the stage and introduced every one of us individually. And, you know, everybody got an opportunity to, you know, say, you know, where they're from and, you know, how much weight they lost, if they had any weight loss story to tell. And, you know, being up with everybody, you know, right up on the center stage in front of everybody at that party was just, again, probably the most, you know, amazing part of that weekend.
Yeah,
I got to ask you, Dave. Oh, go ahead, Robert.
Oh, why, thank you. I have a whole collection of photos with some jackass photobombing in the background. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Dave?
Any type of that it's probably Photoshop because you're very good with web design and graphic art. So I'm fairly certain you probably used, you know, Illustrator, Photoshop to, you know, morph my picture into other pictures where clearly I was not present. And
yeah, and if you can think of any logical reason why I'd want to Photoshop your picture, I mean, I'm all ears.
You're trying to give me you're trying to tarnish my reputation, and you know, I take issue with that, Robert. I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, I gotta ask you. I heard that when they announced your name, that several pairs of women's underwear were suddenly thrown on the stage. But the awkward part was, apparently there was a pair of whitey tighties that said "Property of Garrett Sakahara" that landed up there as well, which was kind of awkward.
You know, there was a red pair of tighties. Actually, they were red because Garrett was wearing a lot of red that night. You know, things got a little out of control. What can I tell you?
Man, Garrett was—he was pimped out. He really was.
He sure was. He had the red shoes, the red. What he had a red vest. And
that was
headband.
Garrett. I thought he was the cocktail waiter.
And while we were there, and Josh and Dave, let me know what you think about this, or what you thought about this, I should say, is we got to see the new Christina transformation video. What did you guys think about it?
Yeah, Josh.
I was gonna say that was actually one of the highlights. You know, standing in a room full of people having cocktails and just bawling your eyes out, you know.
Yeah.
The video was unexpected. I had heard rumors about the video, and I didn't think we were going to be able to see it. I just figured it would just pop up online like they all do. And the crew is just amazing with anything they do, whether it be over-the-top, you know, slapstick comedy stuff or the serious stuff. And showing the Christina's video is just—it was phenomenal, and again, it was another honor just to be there to be able to witness that in a room full of people that are all kind of on the same wavelength. You know, it was really cool.
Yeah, it was an incredibly powerful video. And Dave, what did you think about it?
It's one of those videos. You know, everybody, you know, in the crew that works there just does a tremendous job of getting to the raw emotion of a story, you know, whether you're talking about, you know, the resurrection of Jake Roberts and Jake Snake Roberts or, you know, any of the videos, but Christina's video was especially moving, you know, when she talks about some personal, you know, things that have happened in her life. You just can't help you can't help but be moved emotionally by it. And yeah, I mean, I got, you know, certainly get you kind of get you in your heart and your eyes start to well up when you hear, you know, it, that raw emotion comes across in the way it's presented, and it's just another amazing video.
Yeah, it's honestly one of the best videos I've seen on not only our platform but any platform. And I really hate to say this out loud, but I have to. I think I'm contractually obligated to say that Dylan did the editing on this. So.
Okay. Yeah, Dylan. I mean, I believe that, you know, Dylan's done quite a bit, and he does a phenomenal job.
Oh man, I wish that we could describe it the way that it should be described, but it's one of the things you have to see. It was so well done.
Actually, I'm surprised that it really moved you, Robert, because you really have just an ice cold heart inside.
Well, I don't have a soul, you know, and that's probably why.
That too.
Yeah, that's probably why you and I get along so well.
Speak for yourself.
But that's the thing, though. I mean, it really is great, and you know, and we have an amazing crew of people who work for the company, who are able to put these stories out and educate people in people's journeys. But for every Christina Russell and for every Stacey Morris and for every Arthur Borman, everybody who's in this community has a story, a reason why they took the step to change their lives and the circumstances and stories that got them here. And it's so fascinating when you actually get to these things and listen to shows like Nolan Bobbitt's show and the work that Dylan and the crew does over at the Performance Center, to see these stories come to life and realize that, you know, how hard people have worked to get to where they are. And you wouldn't have thought that just this little exercise program done by a former pro wrestler would be able to change the lives and affect so ways like this. It's really humbling. And I sometimes wonder if people like Dallas or the guys in the Performance Center actually sit down and realize the impact that just this little exercise program that could has taken on so many people's lives. I can't think of anything else that kind of affects, like, the whole being as much as something like this does. You don't hear of people who, you know, go to the gym and walk on the treadmill, like their lives just completely altering like this. And it really is due to the whole total package of DDP Yoga. It's not just a yoga program, a DDP Yoga program. It's not just about getting on the mat and stretching and working out. It's a whole style. It's a community of people who really just push each other, and it ends up being a life-changing event, not just an exercise program.
Well, I don't think it's something that you can really be just consistently aware of, just because, you know, what we do on DDP Radio, every once in a while we'll get those emails and see how it affects people. And I don't think it's something, even with what we're doing, we affect people in ways that we can't even comprehend. But you got to give a huge shout out to the crew that works up there, because those guys just were working like crazy. And I know Josh and Dave, you guys saw it as well. Just, you know, the crew that we have there is just amazing.
They are amazing. And, you know, things, it's so fast paced and, you know, things are happening constantly, and, you know, they're filming, you know, all the time, and the workouts and people stopping in and visiting the Performance Center. And, you know, it's amazing. You know, when you're there, it's almost like time stands still, right? You're busy, and all this stuff's going on around you. And before you know it, it's, you know, the end of the day. You know, you get there at 8. Before you know it, it's almost 6 o'clock at night, and it seems like it was just an hour. You know, because there's just so much going on constantly. You just don't think about what time it is.
And you see all this goofy stuff, you know, Garrett and Stevie and Nathan and Dylan and, you know, and everyone in the crew just goofing off, and you've seen those pictures, the fun pictures. I tell you that, I mean, people are like, oh, you have the best stuff all day. If you know how hard those guys work to get, you know, this, you know, this done, this company to grow and get to where it's been, it's not a bunch of people screwing around taking funny videos all day. Those guys are working their asses off. And, you know, they do have a lot of fun, but, you know, those guys work so hard. And I think they deserve as much credit, you know, as Dallas does. Of course, Dallas, man. But, you know, this can't get to the levels it needs to get without the people behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Josh.
Mike, I couldn't agree more with you. And you know, what I kind of wanted to say before I got to run here is, you know, the crew, like I got down there and I'm dead dog tired from traveling and stuff. And they've been just doing all these different things, you know, with the filming and getting the performance center ready. And they're just like, you know, zombies. And they still take the time, come over, shake your hand, give you a hug, whatever. And it's like, we're not around. I'm not around them all the time. But, you know, you kind of know each other through Facebook or meeting, you know, like we did in Vegas. And they're just so, you know, personal and come right up to you. And it's like, oh, you know, they're so happy to see me down there. And it was like, no, wait a minute. I'm just glad to be here and be involved and just kind of be a fly on the wall. So like the crew is just amazing. You know, they were amazing at being the host, and it was pretty awesome and surreal just sitting around, you know, like I said, watching the Jake movie. And then after that, we hooked up the old PlayStations and some Madden happened, and it was really cool just to sit around and just kind of hang out and see that whole experience, as well as just go out to eat with everybody too. So it was pretty awesome to see them take some time to relax, but also just, you know, we had their attention, which is really cool. They didn't have to do that. So I give them lots of props and praise, and they're some amazing people that are working for Dallas, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Did you got to take off now, Josh?
And Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're taking off?
Yeah, I got to get out of here, guys. I appreciate you guys letting me get on for a couple minutes.
No problem, man. Thank you for calling in. We got to take
off. Josh must have won the door prize for longest.
I did get, Dallas had said something about, you know, someone even traveling here from Alaska or whatever, and kind of got a pop, you know, so that's good, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll be in touch.
Take care, Josh.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Robert, do we have Kristen calling in, or is that not happening?
She must not have been able to, but we actually have, to take things in a slightly different direction, we actually have Nathan. Nathan, is it Munzel?
Munzel, yeah.
Yeah, how are you doing, man?
Hey, Nathan.
I'm doing really good, really good. Hello. I just wanted to say that I'm doing pretty good. A lot better than I was a few weeks ago. I just want to say that you said something earlier about the program helping so many people. Well, it's true. It has. It helps so many people, including myself. And I'm getting emotional saying this, but today is 165 days for me. And I've lost quite a bit of weight. And it's all because of, you know, DDP yoga and the community itself. And I just want to thank you all.
It's been so great to watch you on Facebook and watch your videos and your photos. And, you know, the weight loss is fantastic, and congratulations. But you know what the real change is in your attitude, because you're showing up every day and you're doing the work. And even when you were down for the count and hospitalized, I heard you were doing diamond cutters in your bed. I mean, so that warrior attitude that you have.
Yeah, at that point I couldn't just lay around and do nothing. So
don't ever discount the work that you're putting in, because no matter what we do, you're the guy who's got to get it done.
Well, I thank you for all that, but I also want to say, you know, I see all these pictures with the performance center and they're all just amazing, and I'll be making my journey to actually see the performance center in November, so I'm very excited about that. So to see all the pictures and the videos and hearing all your comments today, it pumps me up even more to counting down them days to actually going and seeing it for myself.
And Nathan, I've followed your story from afar more recently, I think you've been open with this. You have a lot of weight to lose. And if anyone has an excuse to, you know, it's going to be harder for you to get up and get on the mat than anyone else. So I think if anyone has an excuse to be able to want to sit down and just sit this one out, you have that excuse built in. But the fact that you get up every day and you work hard and you're dedicated to changing your life, you're inspiring a lot of people. And I keep my eyes on the message boards and stuff. I don't post very often, but I see a lot of people cheering you on and a lot of people, you know, inspired by your journey. And keep fighting the good fight, brother, and you know, you'll get there, man. I can sense it. You got that fire in you.
Oh, for sure. I know with all the feedback I've gotten, it's quite funny how I just started this, you know, not only just to take care of my own health, but also, you know, to look forward to the future with my wife, because we've been married 2 years now, 2 years the 13th of this month. And when I reached my highest peak of my weight and I couldn't do things, I was like, I can't live like this with my wife, you know. So with that, with our future, it just keeps me motivated. And then to see everybody's comments and their feedbacks and whatnot, not only helping myself, but knowing that it helps other people, it's been a really extraordinary journey that I'm glad I took on.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 36.
Yeah, 36. So you got a whole lot of life to live, and the fact that you chose to take advantage of this opportunity and do this when you did, you know, you probably saved your life, man. I mean, it's a hell of a journey you're on, and you've started making the effort early enough in your life where, you know, you're going to live a long, happy life because of the changes you're making today.
That is for sure. That is for sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, and keep us posted on your progress for sure, man.
I will do, and thank you for letting me be on the show with you guys.
Oh, anytime, brother.
Glad you're feeling better. Glad you're feeling better. That's great news.
Thank you, Stacey. I'm very glad to be feeling better as well.
Take care of yourself, man.
You too.
I've recently been turned on to Nathan's story, and if you guys get a chance, head over to the DDP Yoga group on Facebook. Nathan posts on there quite a bit, and you know, he's amazing. He's got that fire in him, and he's doing some amazing things and inspiring a lot of people. And sometimes, you know, and Nathan's, you know, very open with the fact that, you know, he's a big guy, and a lot of people when they you know when they're that size, you know, don't feel like they feel like they're too far gone to make a difference. And Nathan is one of those guys not accepting the fact that he's unhealthy and he's going to change it no matter what, no matter how hard it is for him. And to see his daily victories, pretty much daily he has a victory, a non-scale victory or a scale victory. He's achieving something or getting to a milestone where he hadn't been before. And it's pretty inspiring. And that's what keeps you going, is hitting those small goals and the small milestones.
Yeah, he's very reminiscent of Slim, who started at 601 pounds, and speaking of which, Slim was also, we were graced by his presence at the Performance Center grand opening as well. It was amazing to see him.
That guy is so freaking cool. I don't even want to be friends with him. I just want to be him. He's just got like that cool attitude, like that, like nothing phases him. He's the Teflon King, just like everything rolls off his back, just go with the flow, chill kind of guy. I just want to be Slim.
He's an awesome, awesome guy. Just a great human being. You know, unlike
Dave. He seemed to drop off for a while, and all of a sudden we saw him at the party, and he looks better than ever. So that was really cool to see.
He's extremely busy too. I don't think he's really dropped off. He has a lot of stuff going on, a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, he is without a doubt a busy guy. There's no doubt.
But I mean, he's just one of those things. Just a cool guy, and you can teach anything in the world, but you can't teach cool, and he's cool.
It was nice to meet him and his wife.
Yeah, Laura was there as well, and she's just a sweetheart. So it was great.
Absolutely.
There were just so many great people there. I don't even want to begin to name them because I will leave people out.
Yeah, you leave me out.
I'm putting you on the spot. Name every one of them, Robert.
Yeah, well, Dave, I leave you out on purpose. That's not by accident.
And Dave, you were a part of a thing that went on this past weekend. They're actually reshooting the DDP Yoga DVDs in the new Performance Center. And Dave, you were lucky enough to be, you know, on the panel of one of the DVD shoots. And what's it like for you for the past almost 4 or 5 years maybe, have been sitting there every single day doing those DVDs? What's it like for you to be up there and actually being a part of something you've been watching for this long now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a surreal experience, you know, to be doing the DVD workouts for, you know, almost 4 years now. To have the opportunity to, you know, to be asked to be a part of the next generation of DDP yoga workouts. It was, again, another tremendous honor that, you know, I was truly humbled that, you know, I was asked to be in the new DVD set. And it's really, you know, it's a lot of hard work. You know, it's not just getting up on in front of a camera and just banging out a workout of 30 or 60 minutes. I mean, it's, you know, it's a process of making sure everybody's in the right position and you know, it's a lot longer than the workout you see on the DVD.
Yeah, because there's a lot of extra shooting that goes on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there's to shoot a 40-minute workout may take 2 or 3 hours.
Exactly, and you know, but you know, the bet, you know, it's, you know, I don't want to say it, it's kind of like your journey comes full circle in a way, because, you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again, the journey never ends. You know, your DDP yoga journey will not end. It will just evolve into something else, and that was just another stage in my DDP yoga journey, and it was, again, an incredible honor to be able to be a part of that and to be down there and to film it at the Performance Center was really just an incredible experience. And because of that, my heart rate was probably the highest it's ever been in any workout I've ever done.
Well, Stacy was the same way. I don't know if you were there that day, but her heart rate was jacked the entire time.
I think she filmed on Wednesday, I think.
No, she was either Thursday. It may have been Thursday. My
okay.
Days are all like blurred together.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I wasn't there for when they taped when she was taping.
Yeah, so they're filming.
She was there with Angie, I think. Did she tape with
yes.
Angie?
Yes.
And okay, yeah.
And I think Christopher Klutz,
Klutz
whatever.
Chris Klutz. Chris Klutz.
Thank you. Awesome guy. Yeah. I can't remember his name.
Awesome dude. No, Chris is an awesome guy. Yeah, he's from up in up around he's in Michigan. He's up in Craig Funk's territory.
Yeah, I spent quite a bit of time with Chris because we stayed at the same hotel, so we'd have breakfast together, and he was nice enough to give me a ride back from the grand opening.
Oh, very cool.
And Dave, I got to ask you. Oh,
go ahead.
I got to ask you that. We're gonna wrap up here in just a minute, but I have to ask you. Obviously, you're close with this person, and I just want to know if you heard any updates. I've heard the bad news. Obviously, we all know about the disappearance, the missing persons report filed on Sombrero Dave, your good friend, last seen in Mexico. And I heard he was drinking some Waboritas and just fell off the face of the earth. Are there any reports on the location of Sombrero Dave and when he might reappear and you know, save us all the worry and heartache of wondering where he's gone?
What's that?
I said worry and heartache. I mean, who's worried?
Well, I knew I could count on you for sympathy, Robert.
Always.
but to answer your question, Mike, you know, unfortunately, there's been no progress. You know, there's been no hard clues in the disappearance of Sombrero Dave. You know, just stories and, you know.
Well, hopefully when summer comes around.
Evidence. Yeah, hopefully the next time the retreat comes around, you know, another appearance will be made, and, you know, that'll answer all our questions.
I'll be waiting with bated breath.
Well, hopefully when summer comes around, we'll find them, because we all know Sombrero Dave is the reason for the summer season. And as long as he's in our hearts and we believe in him, Sombrero Dave will always be around.
Absolutely.
All right. Well,
I know you guys are going to end the show. So really quick before we go, as we were talking in the beginning, I just want to thank DDP for.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Robert. Thank you. I just want to thank DDP for giving me the opportunity to be a part of the new workouts that were filmed over the past week, to have the opportunity to be at the grand opening and to have my transformation pictures again up on the outside of the Performance Center with, you know, a group of amazing people, you know, Arthur, Stacy, and Christina. It's a surreal thing to see and a humbling experience. I'm very honored. And everybody else in the DDPO community, you know, there's so many people that have been a part of my journey over the past 4 years that I couldn't possibly, you know, there's just not enough time, and Robert's going to cut me off after the first, you know, minute. So, but I just want to say a general thank you to everybody, and I mean everybody. Go back to when I started DDP Yoga back in early 2012, old school DDP Yoga people. Robert, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when we were in the chat room and it was just a small group of us, you know, and now it's so much bigger, so many more people, and you know, we have the Facebook groups, and the community is so much bigger and so supportive, and again, everybody's, you know, pulls together to, you know, we may not all have the same goals individually, but I think the general goal to improve our lives, to become healthier, to live a better lifestyle, to be more positive, I think are all traits that kind of we kind of get by default by being a part of the Team DDP Yoga community. And, you know, it's just full of great people such as, you know, yourself, Stacy, Mike, everybody else, not Robert, but everybody else.
Oh, no.
I've met, no, of course, Robert, you know, you and I, we joke, but you know how much I appreciate everything you do, and you deserve a ton of credit, just like everybody else that's a part of the DDP Yoga company. But, you know, again, thank everybody who has been a part of my journey over the past 4 years. Thank you. I really would not have had the success with the program without everybody's support, because I've leaned on so many people over the years.
Well said, Dave. And I got to stress to you guys, if you guys ever get a chance and you guys are ever in Smyrna, Georgia, then head over to the building and go see Dave's glorious abs up in person. And if you if you feel the need while you're there, there's a little performance center there you can check out too. But mostly go there for Dave's abs. They are glorious, and the women are going to be fainting outside of the building. They're going to have to get a broom to sweep them all out of the way before they open up in the morning. Yeah. So all the ladies going to check out Dave's glorious abs.
I think that's going to be Dave's Christmas card this year.
You ruined the surprise. My goodness, it was going to be a glossy 8x10. I was going to send it to Robert. I was going to send the 8x10 to Robert in a frame, a nice mahogany wooden frame with gold trim, and now it's ruined.
Anyways, this went off the rails quick. So thank you so much for calling in, Dave. It was a pleasure, as always. I will message you on Facebook because I saw your message. I was doing my show prep and didn't have a chance to write you back, but I will check you out tonight. But thank you guys so much. And Stacy, thank you as always. And Stacy, next week, I put you on the spot last week and promised we'd get to it this week, but we didn't. But today is the first day of fall, so next week I'm going to put you on the spot for a pumpkin recipe. A clean pumpkin recipe, because it's pumpkin season, and we got to talk about that next week on DDP Radio. And so thank you very much, and always check out StacyMorris.com or StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com to get her amazing memoir/cookbook. Robert McLaren, as always, what can I say other than, is it time to go yet? thank you so much, Robert,
I'm with
for
you.
Your input. Thank you so much for your input. I'm glad you had a great time, man. And if anyone deserved to be brought down to Atlanta and treated to a good time and shown their appreciation, it's you. You work so hard. And you may not be in the building, you know, getting stuff done on a daily basis, but from Florida, you're working as hard as anybody. So thank you for all you do. And I'm glad you were able to get down to Atlanta and enjoy yourself. And until next time, DDP Radio right here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at ddpradio.com. Don't forget, check out the Jake the Snake Roberts documentary at a screening near you, touring across the country right now. Head over to ddpyoga.com for all the information on everything DDP Yoga. Until next week, my name is Mike Mullins for Robert McLaren and Stacy Morris. Have a great week. We'll see you soon. And never, ever, 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 ever give up. See you guys.
kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.